Many watched those harrowing scenes unfold on TV in disbelief, but within hours, the brutal murder of Lee Rigby was suddenly brought a lot closer to home.
You never thought it was going to be a local lad that's near you. Never.
I didn't know it was Lee then.
To find out it's a local man, we're in shock.
Lee was brought up on the Langley estate of Middleton. Key 103 joined his family, friends and neighbours as the news sunk in.
I think there's a lot of shock in the air, a lot of anger in the air.
He was a lovely lad, no trouble to anyone. He was absolutely amazing.
Lee was well known on the estate and he's a well-liked person.
Just walking around the estate, you can see a sense of shock on the faces of local people.
It's still sinking in. People are numb.
Middleton was united in grief. A peace garden was created. There were countless memorial events and vigils for the Fusilier, something which overwhelmed his family.
At one stage, for about 3 weeks, we just had a garden full of flowers. You couldn't move in the garden. There were flowers everywhere.
Then on the 12th of July, Bury Town Centre came to a standstill as the soldier was laid to rest.
We gathered here today to remember before God our brother Lee.
It's been so emotional to see everyone here today. There's so many people here.
It's just a show of respect and solidarity.
Thousands gathered to pay their respects. Lee's uncle Ray told me it was a sight they'll never forget.
If you hurt someone in Middleton and you hurt the leg, everyone in Middleton actually limped. They were limping with the family and grieved with the family.
And today that support continues. The fundraisers go on and there's even talk of naming a road on the Langley estate after their local hero.